there cannot be a collective expression of that downpouring of love into the world without it happening individually. And we simply, I find myself totally unable to conceive of how that individual expression coming through each of us could all add up together to be a collective expression that has meaning and purpose and strength, power. But I don't need to know. All I need to do is offer what is flowing through me in this moment and trust that what is flowing through each other person in this room or beyond this room, however it plays out in the collective, I trust that it will be creative if it is creative through me. I know at least this much, that if I withdraw and do not offer my creative expression of, not interpretation of, simply expression of that downpour of love present in this moment, if I do not do that, then what I might have offered is withdrawn from the mix. Maybe the collective will come forth with something brilliant, or maybe not. But if I withdraw, that aspect of it is gone. So one has to know this in one's own experience within the context of what is actually present right here and now for oneself. I speak as one who's been a little longer on the face of this earth than most of you. And I look back on some brilliant things that came forth in the past through me. If I try to draw on that, it's useless. It doesn't fit now. Much consideration during the pre-service get-together in the pavilion living room had to do with current events, and specifically the current event of the March?
The March for Our Lives.
Okay. The reality of what is pouring forth through these young people these days. Well, that's in the mix. There it is. Passion. It's not the whole thing. We can't just sit back and say, well, oh, finally, the young people are doing it all now, and they're forcing the government to do something. So we can relax and not bother to offer anything, because it's all being taken care of by all these other people. No, it's me coming in this moment with whatever background I have. Yes, it all plays into that, but also whatever limitations I have in this moment. So speaking for myself personally, there is a growing cloud. Lack of memory. I don't know what happened in the past. Less and less do I know what happened in the past. It's vanishing. I can dream that once upon a time something wonderful was coming through me or coming through my friends here at Sunrise Ranch. What does that matter? That's a dream. What is now? And what is now comes through each of us through whatever limitations we have. Oh, these young people don't have the maturity yet. Why are they speaking out? Well, they're speaking out from the standpoint of what they have at this point. And at least I do vaguely remember being a passionate teenager. And I was going to change the world overnight. Well, I guess I did. It's gone. That world is gone. And here I am, with whatever limitation is now present. I mentioned one of them, the cloudiness of mind that begins to take over. I was recalling and mentioned it at the meeting over there at the pavilion. The story of the in the last days of Pompeii, when Vesuvius blew up and there was ash all over everything, and the people who were in Pompeii pretty much got turned to fossils pretty quickly. But there was a young girl who was blind, and up to that point she may have been complaining about her fate and feeling terrible about being blind and not like other people and so on. She was able to lead a group of people out of Pompeii because to her it was no different. It was dark. Okay, clouds, the cloud of ash that was coming had darkened the sky. She didn't notice it. And she knew her way around the city and was able to lead a group of people out. The advantage of her blindness probably to that moment was not seen. We don't know in any moment what is going to be used by Spirit in us to do whatever job is on at hand to do. All we know is that if we step up to the mark and present ourselves, here am I, Spirit will do the job. If we don't, no hope for Spirit through us personally. But we will. I was looking at and listening to some of the last words that Martin spoke in the last service that he gave on Sunrise Ranch. And his last words were, "Let your light so shine."